Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 14, 1805. Killing a Colt. Captain Clark does not mention it in his journal entry, but today is an anniversary. The Corps left St. Louis exactly 16 months ago. Clark is concerned instead with rugged, steep terrain and a serious shortage of meat. He writes,
"A cloudy day. In the valleys it rained and hailed. On the top of the mountain some snow fell. We set out early and crossed a high mountain on the right of the creek for 6 miles to the forks of the Glade Creek. The right-hand fork, which falls in, is about the size of the other. We crossed to the left side at the forks and crossed a very high, steep mountain for 9 miles to a large fork from the left, which appears to head in the snow-top mountains southerly and southeast. We crossed Glade Creek at its mouth, at a place the Tushpahs, or Flathead Indians, have made 2 weirs across to catch salmon, and have but lately left the place. I could see no signs of fish, and the grass entirely eaten out by the horses. We proceeded on 2 miles, and encamped opposite a small island, at the mouth of a branch on the right side of the river, which is at this place 80 yards wide, swift, and stony. Here we were compelled to kill a colt for our men and selves to eat for the want of meat, and we named the South Fork Colt Killed Creek, and the river we called Flathead River. The mountains which we passed today, much worse than yesterday. The last excessively bad and thickly strewed with falling timber and pine, spruce, fir, hackmatack, and tamarack, steep and stony. Our men and horses much fatigued. Captain William Clark, September 14, 1805.
What Clark referred to as Glade Creek was actually the Locksaw River, which the captains considered a fork of the Clearwater. In going down into the valley of the Locksaw, they had, Moulton says probably by an error of their guide, strayed from the Lolo Trail, which actually followed the ridge tops. This made the journey more difficult and probably a day longer. The colt the men killed lasted them 2 days. It is not the last horse they will have to kill, and it will be some time before meat is again readily available. Tomorrow, the road as bad as it can possibly be.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.